Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Yesterday in Former Influence, we saw a headline concerning the Sunrise County, and we mentioned State Representative Will Toole. And who should send us a text message shortly thereafter? Our very good friend. Hey, Will, welcome back to our program. Before we get buried in the lawsuits and some of the personalities, and thank you so much for helping us understand what's going on. What is actually happening inside the government of Washington County right now?
So about a month ago, our county commissioners, the majority of the board, held an executive session for personnel reasons. Came out of that and announced that the county manager would be terminated as of the end of this month. This was on right before the 4th of July holiday weekend when folks were really focused on the 250th. Mm. The following week, the commissioners had their regular monthly meeting and moved up the termination date to that date. And the long and the short of it is the county manager, Renee Gray, has filed suit. It's now in federal court in Bangor. Her attorney can probably speak more to that, as can the commissioners. But the upshot of it is it's going to the court. She's temporarily been reinstated, although on administrative leave, and is being paid to sit home while the whole thing plays out, That's my understanding of things. So that's the 30-second version.
And let me ask, what we are reading in other news accounts is that among the commissioners, David Burns and Billy Howard are on the record as signing a one-sentence notice saying, Renee, you can be on your way. Meanwhile, Commissioner Courtney Hammond is on the record as saying that he didn't know that this was going to happen, and he had planned on publicly supporting Gray.
That is correct, and in the interest of full disclosure, I write for our local Machias Valley News, and he did a rather candid interview as to his thoughts on the whole situation and what he feels the Commissioners Burns and Howard did was beyond inappropriate and even illegal to some, even illegal. So there's discord there. All of this is going on as they're getting ready to head into next budget cycle and having to make some key decisions as to whether to change the fiscal year, whether to appoint versus, rather to ask the voters rather to appoint versus elect a treasurer, and as we're headed into the new budget cycle. So the timing couldn't have been worse or better, depending on your thinking of the whole thing.
Well, you want to talk about bad timing, getting fired just before the holiday weekend. I could put that up because that's what happened allegedly to Renee Gray. Renee has some pretty serious concerns inside the lawsuit: defamation, sex discrimination, whistleblower violations, along with unlawful termination. These are some serious allegations, Will.
They are, and I hope they're not true. I can't speak to whether they are. I wasn't there, but certainly they're troubling. And several of us, myself, Representative Tiffany Strout, have asked that the commissioners resign, or rather Burns and Howard resign, because we do think the county needs to move forward, and that at the very least, the process should have been done much differently, more transparently. And without getting into these accusations, we're never going to know. And that's for the lawyers to iron out and for the court case to be presented, but it certainly is a troubling pattern.
I'm glad you mentioned lawyers. We're talking with State Representative Will Toole. What in the world is going on in Washington County between two of the county commissioners firing the county manager, the third commissioner saying, I don't know, wasn't me, and now the AG's office investigating, the county manager back on the job? I wouldn't want to be in any meetings among any of them right now. But you mentioned lawyers. As I understand it, there's an attorney who's advising David and Billy. And I'm wondering, who's paying for that attorney?
So to backtrack just a bit, as my understanding, the county manager, while technically on the job, is on leave.
Oh.
So is being paid to stay home.
So there will be no very tense meeting. Shoot, I would want to watch that one on public access. Pop some popcorn, you and me, Wolfie. We'll sit and watch it. That'd be good.
Let's go.
That's like Lewiston.
Yeah, there's several attorneys involved. Apparently, each of Burns and Howard have each hired their own attorney or sharing an attorney. I'm not entirely clear on that. I know there's a number of attorneys, but they were sued individually as well as the board itself. And Gray's attorney is a local attorney named Jeff Davidson. And yet there's another attorney who's alleged to have been in the executive session who was his role of the county, ironically enough, he's running for county probate judge.
Oh, good Lord.
So not exactly sure what that all entails, and I'm not even going to go there, but he's tied up in it somehow or other, and is not being sued. I should be clear on that. Is not being sued, was not named in the suit at this time, so there is that. That was curious as well, that was he hired by the county? Was he hired? What was he doing there? Because you're not just supposed to let anybody into executive session.
Right.
And all of that. So
I thought you were supposed to be able to have the community solicitor within an executive session, but you just can't bring some outside legal beagle into the room.
And I think at one point at a public meeting, they had insinuated, Burns had insinuated, that they had a number of attorneys were trying to save money and didn't want to use attorneys in Bangor or Portland for everything. Insinuated, but stopped short of saying they actually hired this attorney in question. So I don't know the extent of that. Not going to speculate on it, but certainly name was mentioned by Commissioner Hammond, by others, and publicly so. So that you would have to ask him for more elaboration on that.
There is one issue that I think should be front and center here. I've kind of buried it within my questions to you, Will, so we can get the background as to what's going on. State Representative Will Toole, Republican of East Machias, with what in the world is going on within the Washington County government. The rest of you 15 counties, just be glad you're not in the same. Maybe you are, and we just don't know it. But the county manager, Renee Gray, at least in one news account, is alleging that Renee is facing retaliation for cooperating with the Attorney General's office and an investigation into county finances. Do we know anything about that?
No. Yeah, I found that curious as well when our coverage locally had covered that part of the suit as well, briefly noting that was part of the suit as well. That is very interesting. And this is sort of a continuation, if you will, from the fiscal troubles of last year, which while better in some respects, are still not fully behind the county and won't be for years down the line. And a county that's trying to turn the corner and all of this, and after months and months of being told there was no illegal activity going on, that kind of undermines and pokes holes in that argument. I'm not ready to say that there was, but it would be interesting to see. It will be interesting to see what comes out when this goes to court and what goes out further on down the line with the Attorney General's office and the feds, because that is a very big question at this point.
I think it's also going to be interesting. To whom do the attorneys send the invoices for billable hours? Does it go to the county? Because the county is already pinching pennies.
Oh, yeah. One thing is, regardless of how this all turns out, regardless of who wins, the attorneys are getting paid and the taxpayers are paying the bills through their town taxes, whether it's, it isn't going to be right now, but down the line over the next series of years, you can bet that the county taxpayers are going to be paying the bill, even if it's a, even if it's an increased insurance or risk pool management fees. The taxpayers are going to be left holding the bag on this.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.